ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? Welcome to episode 174 of the It's Obvious podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Preston Pugh, and I'm joined by my two best friends, Garrett Drake.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It's great to be back with one of you and hearing the other's voice.
And Jacob Alka.
Good afternoon, beautiful boys.
Balls.
It's a pleasure to be with you guys. It's been a while. Well, I feel like it's been a while. I don't actually know how long it's exactly been, but I'm
it's been at least 2 weeks.
Yeah, I've been super busy. I've been in Dallas, Texas, enjoying that wonderful state. I'm a big fan of Texas. It's too bad that I'm working so much that I can't enjoy it to the fullest extent. But from the little slice I get to see every once in a while, I very much enjoy it. And I very much enjoy being here talking with you guys and looking at a slice of your face, Garrett. I very much like that.
Yeah, of course. I have the screen black, so I'm not distracted by Skype. Which, thankfully, we are using Skype this week, so we don't cut in and out, because Discord continually fails us for some reason when we communicate.
I feel like it's only when you use Discord.
There's got to be some weird setting I have on that I don't realize.
Because it never happens for anyone else I talk to on Discord.
I don't know why that is. That's weird.
We'll figure it out one day.
Maybe it's because I'm an asshole. That could be it.
You can. You are that, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
That could
be. Yeah, Preston, we do miss you, though. I'm jealous you're in Texas, because I've yet to make it there myself, and I've always wanted to visit. It's just so expensive. It's basically a country within a country. So I need some get some exploring done in that great state.
Yeah, there's a lot of tasty food down there, for sure.
Yeah, what's the best thing you've had?
I know this is, like, super generic, but I'm a huge fan of Torchy's Tacos. That place is just unreal. Then there's this barbecue place called it's called Hard Eight, and it is unreal, dude. Like, Garrett, I think your head would explode if you went there.
What do they have there?
Well, I mean, they just have, like, the generic barbecue stuff, but what's so awesome is you line up outside and there's a guy in front of a smoker cooking the barbecue right there, and you just tell him what you want, and he takes it right out of, like, the grill smoker thing and just puts it right on your plate.
God bless him.
Yeah, then you take it inside and get, like, all your sides and stuff. I accidentally spent, the last time I was there, $40 on just my food.
Sounds worth it to me.
It was totally worth it. I didn't know, like, how much meat to order, so I just told him to give me, like, an acceptable portion, and he put apparently $40 worth of barbecue on my plate.
Wow.
So
that sounds great.
So, yeah, but that place is delicious. And then I went to In-N-Out Burger once last week, and I always enjoy that. So
yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
that ain't no daggum crystal, I'll tell you that much, but it's good.
For sure. And I'm a huge fan of Whataburger as well. That is
Whataburger is probably my favorite out of the two.
Yeah, Whataburger's delicious.
It is, man. I told you, I talked about it. I had had Fox Bros barbecue just recently, and it 100% lived up to the hype. I had the beef brisket pulled, not sliced, and their pork as well, with mac and cheese and spicy green beans. And banana pudding to top it all off, and washed it down with a sweet tea. That is probably the meal I would have right before they hang me, really? Or electrocute me, or lethally inject me. One of those.
That's your meal.
That'd be my final meal. Yeah.
Wow.
That kind of barbecue. It's my favorite kind of food. I've determined it finally. Bounce between that and pizza and breakfast food and whatnot, and even tacos for a minute there, but barbecue all the way.
You mean like tacos from Taco Bell?
No, I mean, like, for real tacos. I mean, I love Taco Bell, but...
Like gourmet tacos.
Yeah, not even that. Just, you know, even something as simple as a steak soft taco with cilantro and onions in it. Something like that. Just tacos in general.
Garrett, so you haven't had Torchy's Tacos yet?
I haven't.
Okay. Yeah, dude. I'm going to completely destroy, like, the actual wording of the stuff. But they have you can get something done, like... I think it's called, like, redneck style, I believe. And they just put a queso. And then I think you can get another option where they put, like, chorizo on it as well. So you can, like, do that to any taco you want. And it just makes it so good.
I'm into that. It sounds outstanding.
For sure. But anywho, besides delicious food, how has you guys' week been so far? Or thus far?
My week has been pretty stressful. I've been super, super busy as usual, as I know you have too in Dallas. I have nothing to report on. I did nothing even remotely interesting. Like, if I told you what I did this week, you would probably never listen to the podcast again if you're listening right now. It would bore you that much. So I'm going to pass it on to Jacob.
I've had a pretty standard week in general. Something exciting to announce. Tonight, I am finally pulling the trigger. I am purchasing...
Oh, dang it, dude.
What'd you think I was
going to
say?
I can be like, I'm going to make this new woman my girlfriend.
No, I'm not talking to her anymore.
No?
No.
Is it your call or her call?
My call.
Okay.
Didn't like how things were going.
All she right. didn't have Anyways. Big enough boobs, Jacob?
No, she was perfect look-wise.
Did you assassinate her and stuff her in a dumpster? She can't talk to anyone else? That's typically what I do.
Yeah.
Someone tried to pull that on me once when they broke up with me, and I wasn't having it. I escaped.
Good job.
I'm not even Garrett Drake. It's an alias.
No way.
Yeah. God. Why do you think I had that nose surgery, dude? Changed my voice a bit? Can't even recognize my voice. If she comes across this podcast, I'm good.
Jesus. So, I had no idea.
Yeah. That's you should try that next time.
But no, I am building a new PC. I'm dropping a lot of money tonight. I'm going to order all the parts. I'm excited to put it together next week.
Give
You're
me,
going with the 2080?
Details, sir.
What's it called?
What'd you say, Garrett?
Is it the 2080 Ti? Is that what it is now?
I'm not getting that, no. God,
getting it at 1080 Ti?
1080 Ti, yes. I'm getting an i7 core. Forgot what the motherboard's called. Forgive me. Pretty much just top-of-the-line stuff. I referenced a lot of
Are you getting the new i7? The 9900?
Yes. The one that I can overclock, yeah.
You're getting this all to play Overwatch, right?
Yes.
Okay,
exactly.
I figured.
Well, that's not very specific, sir. There's like, just because it's an i7, like what CPU are you getting?
I don't know off the top of my head. Okay. I have it saved on my computer. I don't think
the 9900Ks are released yet. I think they're still in pre-order.
I want to say it's like 88.
It's probably the 8700K.
I don't know. Honestly, I'm dropping about 2K, honestly, and I just want to do it, you know, just to knock it out of the way, not have any problems running any games. And the reason why I'm doing it now is because right now I'm trying to play Black Ops 4 on my computer and trying to play Blackout.
Struggling a bit.
It's struggling, dude. In order to get 60 frames steady on my computer, I have to drop all the settings to low.
That sucks, man.
Yeah, and it's kind of, you know, it's hampering my experience a little bit.
Dude, do you realize how much of a loser that makes you?
What do you mean? Oh.
That your PC's that weak, dude. PC, you are such a loser, dude. Holy crap.
I mean, I'm still cooler than you, though, so yeah. I'm still okay.
That's true. You look way better than me, too.
Oh, thank you.
I'm glad to hear you're upgrading, though.
Yeah,
it's very
super
exciting.
Excited. I mean, I'm a person that hates spending money, but I'm excited to be purchasing this at the same time.
Are you getting another case and like everything?
Yes, I'm replacing literally everything.
That's
nice.
Exciting.
What do you do with the old stuff? You can try to sell it?
I'm gonna sell the graphics card for sure. Mm-hmm. Not sure about everything else, so I'll figure it out. I don't know how much
you can throw it in your backyard and let it rot.
Yeah, I could do that.
It'll decompose after a while.
I could just put it in my closet for a backup PC.
Yeah, you could just
shit PC.
You could just have another PC for just like school or something. Just
that's a good point.
Just random stuff.
Yeah,
do
you can write
your
essays on
work
it.
On it. Do my homework.
Dude, your the quality, the graphic settings of your Microsoft Word are going to look so sick on your old PC.
Yeah,
dude.
I cannot wait to type articles, dude.
You can type at the highest settings. You can probably type at ultra.
Can I type at 60 frames per second?
I don't know about that, dude. You might have to crank down some of your settings. Like, you can't use bold font or italics.
Okay.
And then you can probably maintain 60 frames.
Think I could
that.
Finally handle PowerPoint on my PC?
I wouldn't push your luck there, man. Maybe use that on your new one.
One more question, Jacob. Are you keeping? Yes. Are you just keeping your monitor?
Yes, I'm going to keep. I have a pretty good monitor already. I have a 144 hertz. That's what's most important to me is the hertz.
For sure.
Maybe one day I'll purchase a 4K, but not right now.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna ask you, like, if you're just cool with that, then the TI is massive overkill if you're just gonna do 1080p.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I'm kind of investing in the future too because I want to keep. Like, this is a case where it's gonna have a lot of space in it, so I can keep upgrading over time. So that's another reason why I'm upgrading is because my current PC is very compact and it doesn't have a lot of room for pretty much anything anymore. So I kind of need to just make this purchase because not only just Call of Duty right now with Blackout, but just future releases in general. I want to, you know, experience them in the highest quality that I can.
Amen, brother. So, we still need to play Blackout.
Yeah. That one night when you wanted to play, I had to go to sleep. I was working Monday morning.
It was like 2 a.m. Like, you up, dude?
I was like, are you kidding me?
I was like drinking coffee at 2 a.m. You want to play some Blackout, dude? I'm just getting my day started, man.
I haven't even purchased it yet.
It's good, man.
Yeah, I know. I have no time. I flew in last night, and then I'm here for today. So the second that we're done filming this, I have to go do all my laundry, pack up again, and I have to fly out again tomorrow. So
sounds like a
blast. I just have zero time to do anything this weekend.
But, well, tell me this. Have you been playing any Switch, Preston? This is optimal Switch time.
I actually have been, believe it or not.
Wow.
Times call for desperate measures. Am I right? All right.
I have probably put in about 5 or 6 hours this whole week into Xenoblade 2.
There you go.
Yeah, I finally got back into that.
2017 game of the year.
Yeah, I'm very much enjoying it. I've progressed decently. I have, to be not spoilery, I'm about an hour past the part where Pyra has the thing happen, if you know what I mean. Yeah, so I'm like past that now. So I'm really enjoying the story. I knew that was coming based on just seeing other people play. I knew something was going to happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's where I am, and I am I'm really liking it. So it was very hard to jump back into after, you know, such a long time.
Purely, I can imagine.
Purely due to the combat, I'm like, what is happening? So I just kind of had to run around and fight a ton of mobs, and then it all, you know, kind of came back to me. So, but yeah, I'm rolling in that game right now. My biggest complaint is just still there big time, dude. It is the the map navigation is so bad, dude. It's like atrocious.
Yeah. Like how I literally had to look up where to go for quests. I couldn't figure it out.
It's like you'll have the marker on your compass up there, and I'm just running into tree trunks, and like I have no clue where to go. So I spend like
the
an
edge
hour
of the map. What do you mean?
Yeah, I spend an hour just running around stuff, and then there's like level 90,000 people. So I guess I'm like, well, I guess I can't be down here. So I don't know. That's super annoying. There needs to be like a trail to follow or something. It's so ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But besides that, yeah, like I said, I'm still enjoying it. I'm enjoying the 15 frames of goodness in that game. It's just great. So, but that's literally the only thing that I played this week. So, and then I watched, as we were talking before the podcast started, I've been trying to get through My Hero and Attack on Titan. So I'm about 4 or 5 episodes deep in both of those in season 3. Really want to get through those so I can start a season 3 of Sword Art Online that has been coming out. So that's what I've been doing.
Good to hear, man.
Cool. The only thing I did video game related this week was play about 4 matches of Blackout. Made it to the top 2 once. That was the closest I got.
Nice.
A guy had the high ground. I have the high ground! And he killed me just like Anakin lost to Obi-Wan. It was the exact same scenario. It was a shame.
That's a shame.
It was actually a pretty sweet kill, too. I was behind a rock, and as soon as I was about to make my move, he had tossed a stun grenade.
Was it stunned the nine
me,
bang?
Nailed me. Maybe, I'm not sure. I haven't
nine
really
bangs are really good.
I haven't gotten to know too much of Blackout quite yet, aside from the beta. So, very excited to jump back into that. Seems like people are really loving it.
Yeah.
The game's made a crap ton of money, too.
Yeah. Are we talking about?
I mean, no surprise there, but yeah, it's doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I've been primarily playing that, and I've been dabbling in the multiplayer a little more. Like I said, I think I said this last week, but I like to jump into the multiplayer like before I start
warm
a Blackout
up a bit.
Session. Yeah,
for sure.
Just to, you know, I like the fast pace. You know, action, it gets my mouse hand a little warm.
Yeah, Blackout. Or not Blackout, Black Ops 4 really is just solid all around.
Yeah,
I think the campaign would have been like the ultimate cherry on top, but I mean, I get the situation they're in, but for what it is, I think it's really awesome.
I definitely don't think they're hurting because there's no campaign.
No, definitely not. So,
but besides that, I've also been dabbling in the Festival of the Lost Destiny 2 event. So the big thing with this event, they added like a little horde mode in the Haunted Forest, which was the...
I thought you said you don't like horde modes.
Let me give me a chance here. Let me talk. So do you remember the Infinite Forest? Garrett, you didn't play the Mercury DLC.
I did not.
So the Infinite Forest is like an area.
Oh, no, wait. Yeah, I did that at when I was at Bungie that one time.
Okay, yeah. So
yeah, so I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
you know, you go into that little thing where it's like endless possibilities or whatever that the Vex.
I actually really like that area.
Yeah, it was cool. But they've kind of like reimagined it in Festival of the Lost, which is Bungie's Halloween event for Destiny. They've made it like pitch, like it's dark. to like make it spooky. Mm-hmm. And there's a
spooky
this whole time, like you're progressing like through levels, like just like you do in the regular version, like you go through the portal and you move on to the next level. And you have to wipe out enemies every level. And once you kill enough enemies, once the bar gets to 100%, you get teleported to like a boss room and you have to kill a boss. And there's, mind you, there's it's matchmaking. There's three people with you, or two people. It's a fire team of three. Mm-hmm. But basically you just do like endless waves until you run out of time. Like it's time based, and it's really fun. And like constantly when you're trying to kill through enemies, there's a guy with a big axe and he's like chasing you throughout the whole level.
Sounds terrifying.
Yeah. So you kind of have to like keep ahead of him and also be wiping out enemies as you progress through the forest. And it's kind of cool. Like they have cool cosmetic rewards. There's like masks and shit. It's things you can unlock with the currency that you get through doing the event. It's a lot of fun.
That's cool.
That's what else did they add? They like added new shit in the Eververse store, which people are thrilled about, obviously. But they did add like ever since Forsaken, they've added like ways to gain the currency that whatever she has
so
through
dust,
in-game.
Like the silver stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So you can actually buy shit from her now, which is nice. So people don't feel like it's not like, oh, you have to spend money to get all this shit. No, you can kind of earn it now in the game if you play enough, which is cool. But that's about all I did this week, guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
You got anything else, Preston?
For this week? Nah, dude. Like I said, I just worked and listened to a ton of podcasts. That's about it.
Oh, also, there's going to be like a quest at the end of the Festival of Loss that's rumored to reward a exotic weapon. And it's rumored to be Thunderlord. They're bringing back Thunderlord.
Oh. So,
for all the Destiny fans out there, get excited.
I think that's the first exotic they ever showed, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, in that E3 demo where they're like, whoa, dude, like, check this gun out.
Look at this lightning gun.
And they all flew out and fought that spider walker thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good times, man.
And now we're here.
Now we're here. But if that's all everybody did this week, are we ready to get into the news?
Let's rumble.
Wow. Well, this is the It's Obvious podcast, the show where my two best friends and I get together every single week. Well, I don't every single week, but they do every single week to discuss video games, obviously. If YouTube isn't good for you or you'd like to take us on the go, you can check out this podcast at Spotify, Google Play, Audio Boom, pretty much every other podcasting service. But also check us out at youtube.com/itsobviousgaming and please subscribe. Check the description down below for links to all our social media pages, our Discord channel, PSN names, pretty much anything you would ever need to get in contact with us. And if you haven't done so already, please subscribe to the channel and be sure to like and comment down below to get involved with the It's Obvious community. Doing so helps us out tremendously, and we would forever be in your debt. And with all that out of the way, hey man, what's the news?
Gentlemen, we're days away from Red Dead Redemption 2. Ooh. We're all losing our minds, of course. But souring the mood is the media industry, the games industry in general, specifically the media, just losing their minds over Rockstar crunching, not crunching, in the past crunching, not so much now. Mostly spawned by Jason Schreier reporting on the writer, talking about he and the writing team working 100-hour weeks, or 100-hour weeks for about 2 weeks. So there's been this big spin on crunch in the games industry, just like what was the other debacle that was going on recently? Something
you mean
else
like
going
work, on. Work bit? You mean Telltale?
Yeah, like the Telltale situation. There's always like some uproar about something, but I think this is the dumbest one yet for a couple of reasons. Yeah. I mean, I get why people are concerned, but at the same time, I think it's just so ridiculous of a story. It's going to gather your thoughts on the situation. I'm not even going to bother reading any articles. I just want to hear about, from what you've seen, how you guys feel about this.
I mean, honestly, it's hard to know for certain, right? Because we aren't there. We're not seeing what's happening, right? But I do think the media might be over-exaggerated.
Blowing this out of proportion?
A little bit, yeah.
Seems like that to me.
But, I mean, Rockstar also came out and said that it was optional, right? Or, like, people weren't forced to do this. But, like, people were, they were in crunch. Like, it's.
I mean, Jason Schreier claims he's had a bunch of anonymous people come to him on a piece he's working on, and we'll see what that's like when it comes out. But according to the people that have spoken publicly, they've all claimed that never once were they forced, and they don't feel like they were overworked, excruciatingly, at least. For any significant periods of time, so
yeah, it's obviously a problem in the industry, right? Like people always talk about how, you know, it's how awful it is to work in the games industry.
Yeah, I mean, there's crunch in every job, though. Like
Sure.
Me and Preston both. Not to this extent. Preston's probably had worse days since then, but Preston and I in the past had worked 18. I think the longest day we ever worked was like 19 and a half hours on the Florida job we did when we were working together.
That's often a problem with contracting, yeah.
Yeah, it's like every job has crunched to an extent, and I get that it seems pretty rampant in the games industry, and people are trying to remedy that. So I don't think that's a bad cause by any means, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't get why this is such a big deal. I'm like, I think it's kind of badass, actually, if someone works that many hours for like 3 weeks in a row. But it feels pretty, I mean, obviously it's probably debilitating after a while, but at the same time, it's got to be a good feeling to know, like, we conquered that.
Yeah.
But, and then there's also the arguments like, well, why didn't they just plan to work 4 extra weeks instead of cramming it all into the last 2 weeks, you know?
I'm sure they planned on to, but it just didn't work out that way.
I mean, they've already delayed it. I don't know. It's I kind of agree with you. It's not fun, but it's just like every job ever, like when you have a deadline and you have to do it, you sometimes just have to get it done,
find a way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like I said, in an industry where there are deadlines and stuff, which is obviously the game industry. That's kind of just what you sign up for, you know, if you want to be a game developer. Like there's going to be times when you have to hunker down and just kind of blow through it, you know? And I'm pretty sure with the, when he came out and clarified, like you said, he was talking about the story team and not everybody was doing that. And he might, dude, be, who knows if he even exaggerated, like, 'cause 100 hours is like
that. Yeah. That's a
lot.
That's almost a full 7 day straight nonstop.
Yeah.
So, basically.
And even if they did, like, you know, they're passionate. It's the writing people, you know, they're passionate about it. So, I know this might anger some people. And I don't mean any like disrespect or anything, but like, or it might not be disrespectful. I don't know, but it's just like, I hate the whole forced thing because I guess they feel like they're forced because that's their job and they can't just quit it because they have families to feel and stuff. But I mean, you're not a slave. You can, not do it if you don't want to. So
I think it goes without saying, though, that we should be, you know, at least trying to find ways, you know, to kind of cut back on this in the industry, you know.
I mean, that's their,
it's not ideal, obviously.
That's, you know, that's their job. I don't, I don't really, you know, care too much. I buy a game that I feel is good.
Yeah, you're just the consumer.
Yeah,
right?
I'm just the consumer. Yeah.
I do think it's funny the holier than thou media that's like, we're going to save all of you. We're going to save the developers from your slavery. Like, relax. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, if it starts like in, obviously, and I do understand because I've had the exact same talk about my job and stuff. Like, there is a point where you can work too much and it affects the product. Like, you can't,
definitely,
you can't do that all the time, like 100 hour work weeks all the time, because, you know, the product won't be as good. So, you know, the company definitely, you know, Rockstar, whatever, needs to take into account that, you know, if you keep your workers happy and blah, 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 then, you know, they will in turn make a better product because they'll, you know, be well more rested. They'll feel like they're appreciated more. Therefore, they'll put out a better product. And and like you said, based on people coming out being positive, and I'm sure there's obvious people that Jason Schreier's talking to are like, this place sucks, dude, blah, blah, blah. But,
I mean, yeah, every company's going to be a mixed bag of people with different emotions and how they feel about their work.
Yeah.
You know?
So I don't know. Honestly, it's like it's interesting reading this stuff, but you know, I'm just going to buy Red Dead because I'm sure it's incredible, and I very much appreciate all the people that put in all that time to make what looks like a absolute masterpiece of a game. And I think that's hilarious. People I've heard that are wanting to boycott Rockstar because of this. So it's like, let's boycott this thing that people have worked their butts on to help
in the last 7 years.
Yeah. To in turn,
it's probably
help them
so
out.
Annoying for literally everyone involved. And I bet that writer too just is so frustrated because it's probably such an off the cuff comment he made. And this is all blown up in his face. And of course, the days leading up to release, this is like the hot topic. And it reminds me of the Spider-Man Puddlegate situation, how stupid it is.
Yeah.
So
he was probably just making that comment to like show how committed they were to making this the best game they could.
It'd be like me saying like, oh, dude, man, we were working so hard. We worked like 200 hours last week. It was insane. But anyway, we had a great time. They're like, hold on, what the fuck did you just say?
That's not even possible.
Why are you working that hard, sir? Like, gosh. But yeah, all these, I feel bad. I mean, it obviously didn't affect Spider-Man. It's not going to affect Red Dead. So I just think it's annoying to have all this hype for a game, and then the days leading up to it, everyone's complaining about something so dumb. Mm-hmm. But, and again, I'm not saying the whole situation's dumb. I totally understand where
it's almost like
people
a media,
worried about it are coming from.
It's almost like a media hit job on Red Dead. It's like first that, and then it's like, oh, dude, did you see that these like mom and pop shops aren't going to be able to get Red Dead early now and stuff? It's like they're just trying to find like everything to, you know, just stick it to Rockstar or something the weeks leading up.
I read it was a similar situation with the release of the previous Red Dead too. Most Rockstar games in general, I hear this is sort of like a topic around the time of release.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. That's the thing. People try to bring down Rockstar, I feel like, with every game in some shape or form, and it's never going to happen. It's just too much hype. I'm gonna be interested to see if this sells as much as GTA 5. Something tells me it probably won't.
No.
Because I feel like Western is more of a niche than, say, like modern civilization
you're right.
is. Yeah. But at the same time, it's going to sell bonkers. I'm going to be interested to see if it outsells Black Ops.
I don't know, honestly.
I think Black Ops, maybe.
I think Black Ops.
I think in the long run it will, but I think this year Black Ops will undoubtedly sell the most easily.
That's what I said on Discord. We were kind of talking about which one would outsell more, and I kind of voiced the same opinion.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously, one, it's Call of Duty. Secondly, it's Treyarch developing it. Black Ops is the most popular of the series. And then lastly, of course, on top of all that, is the most popular multiplayer genre available at the moment, which is Battle Royale. So,
I wonder if later on they'll just sell Blackout separately for like
I was wondering
20
that.
Bucks
I would have gladly paid like... $30 for that. I would pay 30 bucks. I'd pay for it.
Something tells me.
Like, think about Hunt Showdown's $30. I'd pay $30 for Blackout.
Yeah. I mean, but
I don't think
that's why I said it'd probably have to be later on, because right now they're probably just like, nah, we're fine with you just paying $60.
no
play
doubt.
Blackout.
Maybe in like a year when it dwindles. It'll be interesting to see what, I mean, obviously they're going to keep Blackout around in every Call of Duty going forward while it remains popular, which I imagine will be for quite a while. It'd be interesting to see if. It'll be like, let's say the next Call of Duty is, let's pretend it's going to be World War II again. What if they had
Modern Warfare 4?
Yeah, that possibly. If they'll just transfer, like if Blackout will continue to remain the same and they just add maps to it, or if it'll just be a completely different map, completely different weapons, everything in the next game.
I think they're just going to reset every time. It's going to have one map for a year. Each company is going to make their own.
Be interesting.
That's what I think makes sense.
Yeah. I'm excited to see how that plays out next year.
That's what I'm interested about as well. I know this is a completely off different topic than Red Dead in total, but I will be interested in to see how like you said, how they tackle the whole Battle Royale situation, because the whole thing about Fortnite being so like addicting are the skins and emotes that you're keeping. And if you're just doing I know we've done it with every Call of Duty before with like weapon camos and stuff, you reset every year once the new one comes out. So I guess it'll probably be the same thing, but it would be cool if there was a way to transfer your camos or emotes or anything that you get in Blackout to the next installment if they do another installment next year, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
I think the problem, like, since we're on the topic, like, it's going to spread their player base thinner, though, with every release. Like, if every company does their own thing.
Yeah.
Like,
that's why I'm wondering if Blackout will be an entity that exists perpetually throughout each Call of Duty. Like, it's the exact same Blackout. They're just adding maps and weapons to it each year.
Do you think
they even should do that?
I don't even know if they'd call it Blackout in the other ones.
Yeah.
Well, I think it'd be risky to change the name of it. I think Blackout, even though it's very clearly tied to Black Ops,
yeah.
I think that's it rolls off the tongue very easily. I think it'd be kind of foolish to change the name. I think just calling it Blackout in general just should be fine.
Yeah.
But... because people recognize it as that going forward. You see people trying to acronym it, calling it Bobo.
No.
Black Ops Blackout. And one guy's like, why not just Bob? Like Blackouts or Black Ops Blackout. Or just call it Blackout, because it's so easy
say
to say
Blackout.
I don't know why people are trying to call it like Fortnite or like PUBG, for example.
It's because like BO4 looks so nice and they want to like include Blackout in it. I guess.
Blackout's a solid name, though. It's very easy to remember, easy to say. Unlike PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
Yeah, they actually pushed out an update yesterday where they added the Black Market, which is...
I heard it was pretty cool.
It's kind of like Fortnite's like progression system.
Okay.
Where you can, every time you rank up, you get a reward.
Man, I really, really want to get back into that. I think by the end of this week, I'll be able to get back into it. Yeah. So.
But this week, it's only available on PS4 because timed exclusivity.
Right.
So that bullshit.
Yeah, oh well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on PC, dude. We're better than them anyway. We don't need
stupid,
that shit.
Fuck stupid PS4. So yeah. Lame.
Consoles are ruining everything, dude.
But anyway, we're talking about Rockstar.
In good news, what do you guys think of the launch trailer for Red Dead?
Didn't watch it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
I ain't gonna
I did
watch
it. I watched it without audio because I was at work, but it didn't really show anything new.
Yeah.
But I will say good on him for just having two simple gameplay videos for marketing and then just a launch trailer. And they had like the teaser trailer before that, and that was it.
Yeah, they did keep it pretty simple this time.
I think they had the teaser, another trailer, two gameplay videos, and then launch trailer. That was it.
Yeah. I'm just so excited that a game of this magnitude, I know like what it is, but I kind of don't know what it is. And that's just so rare for sure. That for a game like this hyped and this big, I'm somewhat clueless going into it. So
yeah, that's good.
It's going to be a good weekend for all of us, I'm sure. I look forward to, I want to say this real quick before I forget. Next week will obviously be the Red Dead / Halloween episode. So while you're playing Red Dead all weekend, think of either questions or very specific topics you guys want to hear us talk about, because all of us as a community are going to have just awesome stories from this game, even in the first weekend alone. So be thinking about those while you're playing. And if you have like 2 seconds to spare to step away from Red Dead, send us Ask IOG questions so we can either answer them, well, of course, in the next podcast, but even going forward, because in the next few weeks, I imagine are going to be really awesome with all the stories we have to tell from the game. So do that, and anything spooky related. Any fun Halloween-type topics or questions, send them our way.
I did watch the trailer with sound.
Okay.
So a lot of people yelling at Arthur Morgan. A lot of people angry, but there's a lot of emotion flying around, which is going to make for an exciting story, I think. They showed off like a lot of set pieces, just a lot of different areas in the game.
Cool.
Game looks great. Not too much more to add than that, Nice. Just a launch trailer,
So stoked.
The highlight reel.
I can't believe how close it is, too. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. We've been waiting so long.
So close.
Man, it's awesome. Anyway, Spider-Man New Game Plus is finally live. It just went live in an update. It wasn't really a huge... I mean, of course, it was an announcement on Twitter and stuff, but then it announced it leading up. Oh, in 2 days, New Game Plus is coming. It just happened.
Yeah, this is big news for you, right?
It is. I'm definitely going to play it on New Game Plus because I love that game. That's what I'm going to do, I think, going into November, obviously, is, of course, on top of Red Dead. But as soon as I can get to it, I'm going to play New Game Plus and Blackout quite a bit. So I like you can add stickers of puddles to your photos now. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. That was kind of running with that.
That was good.
Joke.
new ultimate difficulty is pretty cool.
What's the ultimate difficulty?
It's just harder, I guess.
Is that what New Game Plus is? Is it ultimate difficulty?
No, you can play on any difficulty, but you can up it to another difficulty.
So New Game Plus is just playing the game through again with your upgrades.
All your costumes, all your upgrades,
Cool.
So, which I definitely want to do because I really enjoyed the story.
Do you know if they added any gameplay changes?
I know there's a couple trophies. I haven't seen what they are yet.
Okay. Oh, there are trophies?
Yeah, there are a few.
Maybe they added like a new mechanic or something.
Maybe. I was hoping they would add, if they can add new stickers and costumes and all that stuff, I was hoping they could maybe add some, if they're bored, just some new web swinging animations or something.
Sure.
Because I'm sure it's not that hard to throw in there. I mean, maybe that's like baked into the DNA of the game to where adding a new animation is difficult.
Yeah, you need something new to tackle. You've mastered the web screen swinging.
I would say I probably have mastered it, yeah. I love the web swinging in that game, but...
I was hoping it was going to be more kind of God of War-ish with New Game Plus, where there was...
Like new enemies to fight,
another
villain tossed in or something as a side mission.
I didn't even think that much, just maybe another suit that's like a really cool suit that's almost like a cheat code or something where you're like invincible or I don't know, just something like that. That would just...
Like the Horizon Zero Dawn suit.
Yeah, something just super... just another just fun thing
something to
do.
Chase after
they were taking so long to do the new game plus that I thought that was like for sure gonna be a thing, but
me too. It seems pretty standard for New Game Plus.
I'm cool
but still
with,
I'm glad we have it at least
new trophies is that's good enough for me.
That is a big plus. I'll take that any day. Speaking of Spider-Man, the DLC costumes were revealed for the Heist DLC, which is launching on the 23rd, right? That's Tuesday, tomorrow,
it's Tuesday,
if you're listening on Monday. Sadly, I'll be too busy to play it, so I'll have to play it in the midst of Red Dead. Maybe I'll dabble in Spider-Man a bit. I doubt it. I'm probably going to be addicted to Red Dead. But I don't know if I love the suits in the DLC. I think the Scarlet Spider 2 looks pretty cool. Resilience, kind of cool. I think the Spider UK.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of the UK.
Nothing against the UK, but I think that costume looks pretty bogus.
I think with all the sharp edges, it looks weird.
Yeah, and that big square in his chest kind of looks goofy.
I'm a huge fan of the Scarlet Spider 2 one.
I do like the red and black.
Yeah, that was the suit that I wore pretty much the entire time in the masterpiece that was The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Oh, yeah, that game's that game's still a bit better than the Spider-Man game, but
for sure.
I'm glad that they're bringing it over to this one.
Quick question. Am I wrong for playing the whole game through with the regular suit?
No, definitely not.
I like that suit.
Yeah, it's lore.
You mean the white spider suit?
Yeah, it's scissors.
Oh, yeah, that suit's awesome. Yeah. I did, when I first played through the game, I stuck to that suit for the sake of lore and story.
Yeah.
But because I felt like it would be weird if I was running on like the homemade suit. Yeah. It's like a cutscene.
Neon green one.
New Game Plus is where I'll have fun with it for sure.
Yeah,
changing costumes.
After I beat the game, I started messing around with costumes.
I would wear another suit while I was just swinging around or doing side missions, but every story mission,
every cutscene, I'd change
to the advanced suit. So, but yeah, I'm super pissed, dude, that the Raimi suit isn't in there yet. I'm actually totally a joke, but that is hilarious. It's like every comment section for the suits that people asking for the Raimi suit. Am I wrong to think that those just don't look that cool to me? They just look so old. I know.
Yeah, I don't think it's cool. Really the suit. I think it's Tobey Maguire in the suit that looks weird.
I think Tobey
looks a little beefy in it. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I've never been a huge fan of obviously Spider-Man in this game is very muscular, but he also looks slender. He's more cut than he is buff.
Yeah.
And Tobey Spider-Man looks buff, and I think that's what makes it look a little goofy. I think if you have a skinnier guy in the suit, it would look cool.
Okay.
So I think Insomniac Spider-Man would look cool in that suit.
Yeah.
And I get why people want it. It's very nostalgic. People have a lot of love for those movies, whether they recognize they're not very good or not. I still love them for what they are.
Yeah.
But I think the reaction to that not being in the game is hilarious. With all the GIFs people are using. Like, I love the one with Sandman and Spider-Man and Spider-Man 3 where Sandman's like, what does it matter to you anyway? And Spider-Man's like, everything! They're talking about the Raimi suit. So any GIF with Tobey Maguire talking about that lacking from the game is so funny.
Dude, speaking of suits, that Far From Home suit is so
freaking I wanted to bring that up.
Freaking
yeah, I was going to ask you about that next.
So sick.
Yeah, that is badass.
The picture is cool, but Jimmy Kimmel had Tom Holland come on his show wearing the suit, so you can see it, like him walk around in it, and it looks just so awesome.
It does.
So that has
to be. How much money that suit was?
That has to be a suit they put in the game, dude. Like, it has to.
Yeah, I was wondering, I mean, because the movie doesn't come out till next May, I think.
Yeah.
No, not May. I think it's June or July of next year, post Avengers 4. So I don't know if they'd add it to the game that much later, because as of right now, we only know they have 3 DLCs planned.
Yeah,
maybe just for fun, they'd be like, hey, here's the Far From Home suit. If you're still playing Spider-Man.
Video game maker ignorance, but I feel like that would be fairly easy. Just take the Homecoming suit and make it black and then just add the white spider on the back or whatever.
Yeah, that, and obviously the arms and hands are a bit different. But
yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude,
you know what's
I
the coolest
that.
Part about
how
that
the
suit?
Fingers are, the all every finger is a different color. So cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
think this is the best part about that suit is not only does it look cool on like Jimmy Kimmel's show and even most of the pictures, but imagine after they do all the post editing with Tom Holland's suit, it's going to look incredible on screen, I bet.
Because
even his Homecoming suit with behind the scenes photos looked fine, but it looked even cooler in the movie because they do a lot of post work on it with the eyes and everything. So I think it's going to look really gnarly.
It's one of my favorite parts about it is just that Spider-Man is the eyes.
I'd also like to, I'd hope that Tom Holland makes this one himself and not Tony Stark. As much as I thought it was cool in Homecoming that Stark made him the original suit, I'd like to see Peter make his own this time, like his own version. So, White Spider 2 is a nice touch. I like how even on the front, the black spider's outlined with white.
Yeah.
So it's a nice little touch.
They're copying Insomniac.
Yeah, man. It's the white spider's in, man.
Yeah.
It's here to stay. So, yeah, pretty excited for that. A lot of good Spider-Man stuff going on.
For sure.
Days Gone is delayed as we suspected it to be.
What a surprise.
Yeah, I think everyone predicted that. And this comes from Ethan Gatch of Kotaku. Actually, well, it's provided by Ethan Gatch, but this is a quote from Sony. It says, We recently decided to move the release days, or the release day of Days Gone, from a crowded February timeframe to April 26th, 2019. Sony said in the post over at the PlayStation blog, while the studio is eager to see Days Gone in the hands of fans, Bend Studio will take the opportunity to further polish Days Gone. This is the game's second delay following an announcement last March by Sony Bend that it wouldn't be hitting 2018, as previously stated by Sony Worldwide Studio President Shuhei Yoshida.
Yeah, sure they need to polish it.
Yeah, I've seen some good jokes like, oh, they're just taking a couple weeks off to play Red Dead. I love the jokes, too. It's like Days Gone, more like Years Gone.
Got him.
I do like how honest they were in the blog post, just saying, you know, February is really crowded.
Yeah.
That was a really typical, you know, PR speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that was so obvious, too, because it is the new IP. I mean, Anthem's a new IP, but then again, it's coming from BioWare.
Yeah.
Metro's the third game in the trilogy. There's like four other games coming out that day, so it made sense for if anyone was going to move, it was always going to be Days Gone.
Yeah.
But I think that's good. If there's nothing else coming out relatively close to April, I think they're going to be in good hands there. It might be the perfect time, actually, for it to come out. Because I know Doom comes out the following May, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Have they given even an announced date at all? Have they just said 2019 for Doom?
I don't think
Doom?
They've given a date.
I'm going to guess it's going to be around May
okay.
for Doom. Maybe April, I'm not sure.
I'm thinking June. It wasn't June when the first one came out?
It was May in the first one.
Oh, was it the end of May? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like May 17th, I believe.
It came out like really close to Uncharted 4 because I was playing both at the same time.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah. I think that's ultimately why I didn't play it when it released because Uncharted 4.
I hope it's great, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it was Overwatch. Extra polish doesn't hurt, that's for sure.
Maybe it was Overwatch.
Tell you what needs polish is Metro, man. I hope they have that ready for release day. Holy crap.
Is that still February?
Both times I played it, it's run very poorly.
Is that still February?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same day as Anthem.
I wonder how good it's going to run with like the RTX settings on.
I've wondered that. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you guys think when do you think you're going to get one of those new cards?
I'm not. I'm annoyed with myself. I mean, I got a great deal on my 1080, but I should have just bought a Ti because it's not that expensive. I mean, I'm still waiting for a relative.
It's like $600-$700 bucks.
The Ti?
Yeah.
It's not a grand anymore?
No. Oh, no. God, no.
The 1080? Oh, dude, the 1080 Ti? It's never been a grand.
How much has it been?
I've got mine for like $750, I think.
Yeah, I found one for like $650.
I'll pick one of those up and like... couple weeks then.
Yeah.
I'll just sell the 1080.
Yeah, you gotta better sell your 1080 or that's a waste of money.
Yeah, I'll sell the 1080.
I mean, 1080 is still a really great
Where's
card.
Where's the
I
easiest mean, yeah, place to like, sell a card?
We're talking like a 1080 is like a freaking last gen card. I mean, technically it is a last gen card, but like it's
I don't really know if it's worth
crap.
The upgrade for you.
I mean, maybe if I run into serious trouble, which will be a while anyway, but if I'm like, oh, I desperately need that extra little push, I'll get the Ti, but I'm just mad because it's not that much more expensive than the 1080.
Did this last podcast.
Yeah, you guys coughing.
Okay, I'm good.
My nose is all stuffed.
I mean, if you're still playing in 1080p or whatever, then the 1080 is still just insane overkill.
Yeah, I've noticed.
So you need like a new monitor first.
Yeah, I'll probably do that first. I've been buying a ton of camera gear recently. Yeah. There's still stuff I want to buy, so.
Like you're still stuck at 60 hertz with the 60 hertz 1080p.
Yeah, you should get a new monitor next.
I've thought about that, but... I'm doing so much video stuff now. I've been investing in that. I've dropped so much money on new lenses and all kinds of stuff and mics and everything. So there's like a light kit I want to buy.
Yeah, I mean, but, you do what you got to do. You know?
I'll eventually get a new monitor. I'm not too hung up on it right now.
Yeah, because I mean, if you got a 1080 Ti like tomorrow, you would literally tell no difference.
Yeah, because it's 1080p still. Yeah, I know. Just I mean, for the sake of performance and everything.
Yeah,
but
I mean, it's still even if you're stuck at 60 hertz, it's still you can't go higher than that.
Yeah, so I know I'm locked down at the moment, but
your monitor is bottlenecking you big time.
It is. Oh well.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on.
Days Gone delayed. Cool.
Yeah, WB Montreal is reportedly working on a new open world DC game. I'm too lazy to read this. Actually, I think I need to read it for clarification. So stick with me here. It comes from Mario Brashovka Connected. He says. Speaking with Humans of Gaming, senior game designer Osama Dorius of WB Montreal revealed that he just wrapped work on an open-world DC game. According to him, it's an open-world console game for a major comic book property. It's been a while since we've heard from the studio, but speculation could point to another Arkham game in the works. Alternatively, Reset Era observed that the senior game designer is a big Superman fan. He departed Ubisoft and joined WB Montreal alongside the studio's game director, Jeff Eleanor. Excuse me, one sec. Why is this relevant? According to Dorius, he joined WB because he offered him the chance to work on one of the DC franchises he quote-unquote loved. Now, this is Osama chiming in. He says, I moved away from superhero comics and started reading more indie stuff, but that doesn't mean I lost my love for them, Dorius continued. But the franchise that I was working on that I contributed to is definitely one of the DC franchises that I love. That was actually one of my reasons for joining Warner Bros. I can't really say much about the project I'm working on, except that they're really, really cool, Dorius said. The project I just recently left because there are multiple projects in the studio. The only thing I can say is that it's a major console game open world in the DC universe.
I'm predicting it right now. It's Batman Beyond. I think that rumor was true.
Batman?
Yeah, there was a rumor that it was someone was making a Batman Beyond
game. When was this?
It was like a year ago or something.
Oh, okay.
So I briefly remember it.
We just recently talked about the potential for an Arkham universe coming from Rocksteady.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it could be two situations. If WB Montreal is making Superman, it means Rocksteady didn't want Superman. And if anyone's going to make a Superman game, I'd rather it be Rocksteady. Not that I doubt WB Montreal, because again, we always say that Origins is underrated.
Mm-hmm.
But it's either Rocksteady is indeed working on something like something called Arkham Universe, and WB Montreal may be working on Superman, or vice versa. Maybe it's Rocksteady doing Superman, maybe WB is doing the next Batman game.
Yeah,
I don't know. What do you think, Preston?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Who's making the Harry Potter game?
Sorry, I was looking at my phone. So
Avalanche, maybe? Scrap everything, just make Harry Potter, okay?
Has that Xbox event happened yet?
No.
No, it hasn't, because the Batman game is supposed to be revealed at it, apparently.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
What's what Xbox
we'll
event?
See about
I think
that.
It's what we read. It's called like XO or something.
Never heard of this. What is
I don't
this?
Know. Some
XO, Xbox XO 18 or something.
Yeah.
All right.
But my prediction is that if they're going to announce a big WB property, why would they hold back and not just go ahead and announce this Harry Potter game that leaked?
For real.
I think they should announce it at the same event.
Give us what we want.
Yes, please. We've been dying to hear more about that. So, very excited. That's it for news. It was a very shallow news week.
Well, before we move on, how would you feel about, like, what if this was a Superman game? Would you be excited?
Yeah, to be honest, man, it could be the most badass Superman game ever, and I'm just so uninterested in the character that I just probably wouldn't care that much.
Mm,
I'll play it.
I would,
don't get me wrong,
game,
I will
yeah.
play it, but
the character I just want to see somebody make a good Superman game.
Yeah, I've never seen an iteration of Superman that I was interested in.
I think it's possible.
I like Henry Cavill's Superman, but even then, I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, that would be the most interesting thing to see, right? Is like, could they tackle like making that a good game?
I still don't know, because we talked about he flies around so fast. How do you make an open world that isn't boring to traverse? And how do you make it big enough for him to fly around in?
You have to make him weaker. There's going to have to be some.
Yeah,
like,
but what's fun about being weak Superman?
I know.
Think about it.
I know. They'll make it like a Metroidvania, like a Lex Luthor. Traps you in a machine, and he's like, I took all your powers away, Superman. Now you have to earn them all back in
a skill tree. The ability to do a fly boost. This ability makes you punch harder. This makes you do a super punch.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we should make
that. I don't know, man.
I don't want to fight damn robots either. Like, what's going to fight Superman? Lex Luthor's robots that fly around? Sounds lame as hell.
Other Kryptonians? I don't know.
Maybe that'd be more interesting.
I want to be able to fly up to somebody and just punch them into dust.
Yeah, no doubt.
Rated M Superman game, or don't even bother.
Maybe it's a movie spinoff, Batman v Superman.
Maybe.
Because those always go so great.
Oh, yeah. Well, regardless, I'm excited to see what both Montreal and Rocksteady are working on, because I'm sure whatever it is, they're both probably very cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, dude.
Lots of superhero news this week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Spidey, for some reason, Batman, us talking Superman. About... Superman, I somehow went off on a train of thought about Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and then I just remembered that I haven't been able to play that in a week, and now I'm sad.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's been at least 2 weeks for me now.
Yeah, dude. I forgot
about that, too. I gotta finish that at some
point. I have,
like, 50
hours in that game, dude. The story is getting so interesting, and I'm so badass, dude. I just completed, like, a full stealth set, and my dude looks so cool, and my stealth is so high that I can just, like, assassinate everybody in one hit. And
I'm jealous.
It's so fun, dude.
I was gonna question why you weren't taking your PS4 to play that while you were gone, but I realized you're playing it on PC.
Yeah, I should just pack my whole PC, or just like disassemble it,
dude.
And
it's fine.
Shove it in my bag.
Into your suitcase and then reassemble it in the hotel room.
Yeah,
it's a great idea.
Yeah, for sure. I did see what Assassin's Creed it looks like on the Xbox One X on a 720p TV. because a coworker brought his One X with that game on the crappy hotel TV. And yeah.
I wasn't impressed.
Yeah, wasn't impressed, dude. It was only 720p.
Did he emphasize that it's better than PS4?
Yeah, he did. He did.
Did he put his feet on it?
His feet? No, dude. Yeah. I walked in there and just threw my feet. He's like, whoa, what are you doing? I was like, oh, dude, sorry, dude. I thought that I'm so used to just throwing my feet up on these things.
Why is
that,
this next to the TV? It should be on the floor.
Dude, yeah. Show a little respect.
Yeah, I thought the Xbox One X was so powerful that it could, like, transform any TV it was plugged into and into like a 4K right. display. So I was a little disappointed.
Totally. Wait, it doesn't do that?
I thought it was. That's what I was told. Oh. But I guess not, dude.
Yeah. Well, I thought it had a lot of terabytes, you know? Teraflops.
It had a lot of teragigs in it. Well, that's cool, I guess.
Yeah, the dude I'm talking about is such a nice guy, but he's the most like uninformed gaming person of all time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the average, you know, gamer, right?
Yeah, I know. He's like, hey, man, so, like, what do you play your games on? It's like, oh, I use PS4 and a PC mostly. Yeah, man, I got that Xbox One X. That thing's like a animal. It's like, yeah, those are very good systems, sir. And then he said something, so I talked crap about my I forgot what he said. Now it's like if I tell my side of the story, it just sounds like I'm an asshole. But I said something like about my computer being it's not as mean as it was, but he was like talking crap something about a computer, and I was like how my computer was way stronger than an X, and he was like, I don't know about that, man. And I was like, okay.
yeah you're right.
You're right, sir.
I mean, the truth hurts, you know.
Yeah.
Dang it. I just gotta tell him.
I can't remember that whole conversation, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah. Sometimes you can't recognize the truth even if you see it.
Yeah, even if it slaps you in the face.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, what a loser for even having an Xbox, am I right?
Yeah, dude. Seriously. Thinking, hashtag not fanboys, but what a loser.
Seriously.
That being said, you guys want to jump into some community questions here?
Yeah.
Certainly.
Were you going to say something, Preston? I can't tell.
No, I said yes, like, yes, sir. I'm ready for them.
Okay, it's that situation where we can never tell when we're talking
ready
about,
for
or Skype
those
or something.
Questions. Thank you.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for continuing to support this podcast with your community questions week in and week out to supply us for this show or Ask IOG, our other show, which will be back this weekend, this Friday. Jacob and I can get together on Thursday, can't you?
Red Dead's going to be coming out that night. So
at midnight, yeah.
Hopefully we can do it before that.
Yeah, we can do that.
Because I want to play at least a little bit before I go to bed.
Yeah, for sure.
Garrett, remember that plan I told you about how I wanted to download Red Dead? And it was going to be the first game that I just digitally downloaded and had on my console so I wouldn't have to wait for Amazon or go to Best Buy to pick it up. It was just going to be there. I was going to wake up and I was going to have a nice cup of coffee and I was just going to sit, you know, throw my feet up on the old Xbox and just play it the entire day. Well, I won't even be here for that day anymore. I thought I was going to be home, but I will.
That's a shame.
Like I said,
just be a dream.
Be in Dallas. So I'm very upset. So I'm probably just going to end up getting a copy on my way home from the airport.
Feels bad.
Then play it a little bit, and then I have to prepare for our party the next day. So
yeah, I'm excited for that. Hopefully, I can get the day off. I desperately want to.
Yeah, you need to either kill or do whatever it takes. So
yeah, I'll figure something out.
You don't do that.
Just be convincing,
right?
But you know, if you have to kill you, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, if you guys want to reach us, you can reach us in one of three places. You can email us at itsobviousgaming@gmail.com. You can tweet at us at @obvious_gaming or submit your questions in the Ask IOG section of our Discord channel. Now, if you want your questions read publicly on the show, always include the hashtag #AskIOG so that we don't accidentally read your private messages to the world. All that being said, let's jump in. This one comes from Josh Scriber.
Oh.
Josh Scriber says, hey guys, hope you all had a productive week.
Thank you.
This question is mainly directed towards Jacob.
Oh.
What do you think, or what do you all think that Bungie would have to do to fix the identity crisis that is Destiny 2? Though I haven't played the second, I clocked in 400 plus hours in the first Destiny, and after watching Let's Plays of the second, I see it continues to suffer from the same issues. How old is this question?
I don't know.
Remember how old it is. I think the problem is that both Destiny and Destiny 2 are RPGs that tried too hard to be MMOs when they should have focused on narrowing down the scale and fleshing out the NPC's role in the story. So you feel the opposite of that, don't you, Jacob?
I don't understand what he means by, what is it?
I think this is a really crisis? Old question.
Yeah, like, yeah, maybe it is.
Way post, like pre-Forsaken. Because
I thought this came from like 2 weeks ago, but maybe I grabbed it from the wrong page.
I don't think Destiny has an identity crisis.
I don't think it does anymore. I mean, it might have had in the beginning, but that's like, probably what this question is from, honestly.
Especially since Forsaken, I think like they really know what they're doing.
I was going to say, after Forsaken, it seems like it's on track again.
They've always like had like their vision for the game. It's just
I still think it's a bummer that that wasn't. It wasn't like that at launch for Destiny 2.
Sure, yeah. But sure, everyone's pumped about that.
Yeah, they seem to be on track now.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if there's anything I could answer about this question so we don't just throw it out. I mean, I've always agreed that I've wanted Destiny to be more like an RPG, and they've kind of made strides towards that in Forsaken, don't get me wrong. But it's never been quite enough what I've wanted always. But, you know, it's definitely on the rise right now. I don't know how many people are still playing it right now. I'm kind of just dabbling in it every once in a while right now. But when Red Dead comes out, I'm putting it down. Sorry. Red Dead's got to be played.
I think most people will.
Yeah.
So Squishy writes in and says, right, this is specifically for Jacob's son. All these questions for Jacob.
Jacob's son.
But you others feel free to answer if you have one. What is your preferred drink for the gym? Like protein shakes and stuff. If you even drink the stuff overall, since I'm nice, I'll direct a question at each of you other boys. Garrett, how much cheddar to grow your hair gloriously long again? Preston, what is your hair care routine?
You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first, Jacob.
So I take a pre-workout, I take protein shakes, and I take some creatine, which I sometimes mix with my protein shake. Sometimes I'll have it separately. I just have like Cellucor protein. Like it's a pretty popular brand. You could find it in any like supplement store that you go to. I'm like trying a new pre-workout right now. It's from a local like shop around here, and I think it's in Roswell, Georgia, actually. Not that that's important, but it's like this guy, like I walked into the store, this guy convinced me to try his personal brand. So I was like, yeah, it's not that much money. I'll try.
I make it in my basement.
It's horse stimulant. They give horses to give them boners.
It tastes awful, but dude, holy crap, it makes your heart rate go up.
What's it called?
Like, it's called like something weird, like G4. Like, it's a weird C4? Name. It's not C4.
Okay.
Like, C4 is like a Cellucor brand pre workout.
It's pure printer ink.
it's a dark red drink. It tastes so bad.
That looks
really
sounds gross.
But dude,
you're drinking like a witch's blood or
every
something.
Every pre workout I've ever had is fairly tasty.
No, this one's awful. I can't recommend it. I haven't seen it anywhere else.
You used a GNC? I used to use the gold standard, but the GNC near my house stopped selling that for some reason, and they're like pushing their own brand, and the name is so dumb. Like, I feel like a 13-year-old like loser buying it. It's just called Lit.
Lit, dude. Yeah. Or buy our more expensive brand, Lit AF.
Seriously, you have to dab when you put in your credit card to buy it. That stuff, dude, it's like you shove a firecracker up your butt. It works really good, too.
I do that for pleasure sometimes. It sounds like I'd be into this.
Nice. But I do plan on, like, I haven't taken creatine for a couple of years now. I'm thinking about or like starting to use it again because I kind of want to make some gains. Reuse it. Okay.
Yeah. Cool, man.
Yeah. So maybe this winter will be a gain season for me. I haven't decided like what exactly I want to do because I've been kind of maintaining for the last couple of years. But I'm kind of in the mood just to, you know, bulk up, see what I can look like.
I just realized I have some sort of chocolate or poop on my leg here.
That's disgusting.
I felt something crusty on my leg. I was like, what is this? And I look, and it looks like manure.
What?
I'm not sure.
Thanks for sharing that.
Scrape it off to have a little taste and find out.
Smell it.
That's shit. Smell it. I can't. It looks like there's a little bit of icing in there. It's probably cake. I had some cake last night. So I don't know how it got on my leg there. It's quite a big spot.
I want it to be poop.
It's a good thing I didn't walk out in public like this. So, anyway. I'm going to grow my hair to like a medium length again. I just don't feel like myself with short hair. I've tried multiple times to... I'm going to have short hair now. I just don't feel like myself.
That's funny.
I'm really enjoying my beard right now.
Garrett, that is like... If somebody says Garrett Drake and I envision you, it's like how you look right now.
Yeah. Well... I'm not going to have long hair probably ever again, but I'm gonna go back to my medium length.
You don't like the long mane?
No, I once was enough for me.
Mm.
So,
gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah, medium has always been my sweet spot. How I feel comfortable. So, I don't hate my short hair. I mean, it's easy to maintain. But yeah, dude, that's what I'm doing right now.
Sick.
I cut it right before E3. It's like, I don't want hair in my face while I'm at E3. I don't want to have to wear a hat the whole
Imagine
time.
Imagine how hot the back of your neck would have been.
Yeah, so. What was it like? Preston, what's your hair care routine these days?
My hair care routine is every 2 days in the shower, I use a pre-exfoliate scrub on my head to remove any dead flakes. To cool. prevent any ingrown hairs in my head. Then I use Gillette Sensitive Care shaving cream, and I stick that on my head, and then I shower while that kind of sets in. And then once that's set in for after a few minutes, I take my 5-blade Gillette Power Fusion razor,
sounds
and
so powerful.
I shave it my does. Head. And then when I get out of the shower, I use this tree oil gel stuff that is...
You're putting tree sap on your head?
Yeah, exactly. I just wring it on there. But it's supposed to be really good for ingrown hairs. That's the main thing about shaving your head, is not to get ingrown hairs, because they are very painful, and it just doesn't look right if you have a bunch of red bumps on your head. So then I use that, and then I have a bunch of other moisturizers that are supposed to keep your head not looking shiny, but kind of like a matte finish. And yeah, that's what
yeah,
I do.
Don't like the glossy look on my scalp. I go for the matte finish.
Dude,
I'm thinking about pinstriping my head while I'm at it.
They have different moisturizers that will make it shiny if you want, but I'm not a fan of that. So I use
who would want a shiny bald head?
Yes,
like, so a lot of people have shiny
like
bald heads.
A beacon in the night, any source of light reflecting off it.
When I go to the gym, I run into several old men that have shiny bald heads.
Well, they need some of that gel, man. It definitely prevents that. But yeah, it's super easy. That entire process takes me like, I'm so fast, dude. Now like I can do it in like less than 5 minutes. So
quick,
it's awesome.
Quick tangent. I've never used any beard products.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys ever use any of those? And if you have, what do you recommend?
I have in the past. There's so many.
I bought a kit called like the Zeus Beard Kit back like, I'm talking like 2 years ago. Remember when I was growing that beard out when we were working at Woodstock?
Yeah,
I was using it there, and I just look awful with a giant beard, so I just ended up shaving it. But that stuff smelled amazing. You would like,
what does like product do to your beard? Like, what are you using?
It makes it shiny, basically. And it just smells amazingly good. And you just kind of work it through it, and it, I don't know.
There's some beard softener too. If it ever feels too prickly, you can soften it a bit.
My beard is very prickly right now.
And get some beard softener. I don't know if it's called beard softener, but some of the wax and oils will do that. You just got to take a look, man.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the mood to experiment a little bit.
You can find a lot of good stuff at Walmart, at Target, at a pharmacy like CVS or Walgreens. That's a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, get some mustache wax as well. That's some good stuff.
Okay.
Dude, one day I want to grow just an insane, like, old 50s Monopoly guy mustache and just...
You must be the Monopoly guy.
Have it going out. It's so cool. Did you ever see Georgia's old strength and conditioning coach? You probably didn't pay any attention, but dude, this jacked dude and he grew out a mustache for like, I think it was like Squattober or something, but he just kept it. He had just the most beautiful mustache of all time. And ever since I saw him rocking that, I just thought it looked so cool. It's like, look, it's so goofy looking that it's cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. Yeah, every now and then I'll see a mustache where I'm like, man, that is ridiculous, but you wear it well.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking
I'm sure
nice
I'm like an idiot. But...
You guys know who Muselic is? He's like an Australian YouTuber.
I don't.
Okay, well, he has like, he's a really popular YouTuber on the platform YouTube.
He
has like a posse of like, because like usually YouTubers, they have like a gang of people they play with.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the people he plays with, this guy has the best mustache I've ever seen. Like, it is like thick, and he has like, it's to the point where he curls it.
Uh-huh.
It looks incredible, dude.
Nice.
Then he has like the funny humor on top of it. The dude's hilarious.
I can grow a mean stash. I can grow a stash so easily that I have to shave it daily that my facial hair, it doesn't outgrow my facial hair too fast.
Wow. Yeah, it's annoying trying to because I'm growing my beard out, but I have to trim my mustache so it's not in my fucking mouth. And I don't think it quite looks right. So I'm trying to.
It looks good to me.
Does it look okay?
Yeah, it does. It looks proportionate with the rest of your facial hair.
Because I never know if I'm cutting it too short or,
I kid you not, for me to have my mustache grow even relatively and the same length as my facial hair, I have to let my facial hair grow for about 2 weeks and shave my mustache every day for 2 weeks. Otherwise, it'll outgrow it that fast. So, yeah, I could grow a mean one if I wanted to. Maybe I'll join you in that endeavor, Preston. When the time comes and you're ready to go for it, let me know.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
beard buds.
Mustache boys. Making rub mustaches together to celebrate.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? You still there, dude?
You talking to me?
Yeah, dude.
I didn't know you were talking to me. What'd you say?
I was thinking we could rub mustaches together to celebrate.
Yeah, I would like that. For
okay,
sure.
Cool.
What if you guys accidentally kiss when that happens, though?
Well, if it is an accident, so there's nothing wrong with it. It would just be an accident.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jess Pure writes in and says, what is up in the his house, homies? We all have varying tastes, yet very similar tastes in music. So I must ask, if you could create your own dream band, who would play what instrument and who would your vocalist be? I don't have my own answer just yet, but I'd love to hear from yours.
Dear Lord, it's a tough question.
That is a tough question.
I can probably come up with this. I would have, it's funny, I'd be Vela Maya. I would have the vocalist from Veil of Maya. I'd have the guitar player from Veil of Maya. I'd also have the drummer from Veil of Maya.
See, my problem with
I'd have the lyrics from The Ghost Inside.
I don't know enough musicians to pick and choose name wise to who I like. I just like groups or artists.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I'm not really hung up on musicians. There's rock stars don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
At all. So,
it's kind of true. I mean, everything's...
It's like the Wild West. The Wild West died out. There aren't really cowboys anymore. There aren't rock stars anymore. And soon there probably won't be very many movie stars left. There's very few, bona fide movie stars.
The people that are popular are either the frontmen of bands or they, just single artists.
I would have Paul Wentz be my vocalist. I would have Travis Barker be the drummer.
Isn't Paul Wentz the bassist?
I would have Tom DeLonge be the backup vocalist and also the guitar player as well. And bassist would be, I don't know.
What's Tom DeLonge doing nowadays?
Hunting aliens or something. Oh. I've heard rumors he's going to join Blink again, but I don't know.
Hunting aliens. Dude, that Joe Rogan podcast with him is fascinating.
Yeah, I haven't seen that episode.
Oh, dude, you have to listen to it. It's crazy.
Nice. Is it genuinely interesting or is it just ridiculous?
No, it's genuinely interesting and ridiculous.
Okay.
But
all right, cool.
Yeah. It's you have to listen to it.
Do you guys ever watch the Elon Musk episode?
I haven't yet.
I need to.
It's pretty interesting.
Okay.
Elon Musk is a cool guy.
He seems to be. Yeah. I mean, he's like the real life Tony Stark.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. You guys have anything to add to the dream bands?
I don't think I could give a good answer.
I agree with your Veil of Maya stuff.
Yeah.
At least the vocalist.
False Idol again the other day. It was awesome.
Dude, speaking of False Idol, that came out exactly a year ago from today. Bring it.
Already? Yeah. Holy crap.
They just updated their Twitter this morning, say it was a year
That's
ago.
That's ridiculous. I didn't know it was that long ago. Wow.
Yep.
Really dig that album.
Oh, yeah. I've been listening to it
on the way to work.
Vinyl like a true hipster.
Yeah. Fribes writes in and says, good morrow, bro tatoes. Here comes a question about preferred snobbery. If you guys individually had to choose among being a beer, wine, whiskey, or coffee snob, which would it be? Feel free to add any drinks to the list, but only choose one. To qualify what that means, sorry, I'm hung up on that word. To clarify. What that means. He says, if you choose coffee snob, for example, you would no longer be able to stand drinking Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks coffee, but you'd be able to appreciate truly good exotic, imported, et cetera, blends on the order of 10 times to 100 times more than you would otherwise. Also, you'd have to be really fucking annoying about it to anyone who asks. So what kind of snob would you choose to be?
I wouldn't mind being a whiskey snob.
Yeah, I get that. I'd probably go for the coffee.
Because I've never had really high quality whiskey. Well, I've had one because my dad brought some home.
Yeah.
But not only would I like to try some of those, but also, I don't know. I think there's like a sort of charm to people that talk about whiskey. Yeah.
You know what's odd? I think the only whiskey that really has a distinct taste out of all the whiskeys I've tried is Jack Daniel's.
Yeah.
Like it has a very distinct taste to me versus most other bourbons and whiskeys I've tried. Like, for example, I think Four Roses, Wild Turkey, Blade and Bow, and Woodford Reserve all taste very similar.
I mean, you're wrong.
Like, if you gave me a glass of all four of those and didn't tell me which one was which, I probably couldn't determine which one was
which. I could definitely tell you Wild Turkey, because that stuff is...
Ah, thank you!
Yeah, you hear that when you drink it.
All right.
Come on.
You hear McConaughey. So, yeah. I would probably go for the coffee. The closest I've been to a coffee snob is our old buddy Ryan we used to work with. And he I get what he's saying. He says that Starbucks coffee is burnt. He says that's why it's so hot and they give it to you. And he says it literally tastes like it's burnt coffee. I didn't know what he meant. And I mean, I still drink it daily because it wakes me up in the morning. But I didn't know what he meant until he brewed me some of his own coffee. And that was probably, without a shadow of a doubt, one of the best cups of coffee I've ever had. Because he just perfected the art with his own kid. Does he Preston, when was the last time you saw Ryan?
Oh, it's been a little bit.
Okay, I was going to ask
I'm assuming
kit
he still
with
does.
Him.
Yeah.
Do you know if he has like a French press or something?
It's a French press with this whole other like machine he has that he brews all of his own coffee every single morning.
That's cool.
And yeah, it was really, really good. And I get what he was saying about how he couldn't stand like Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks and everything.
I've always wanted to, you know, take the time just to invest in those kind of machines, just make really good coffee.
I have a French press, but I don't have any like really killer bags of coffee. So I don't know where you really get.
But you would want to become really that coffee. Like you wouldn't mind just being a snob about coffee.
If I had to choose one out of all those, I'd go for the coffee for sure.
Okay.
So
cool.
What about you, Preston?
I'd probably be a coffee snob as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I enjoy coffee. Not so much the other things.
Man, coffee's good.
Remind me after this podcast, I have something to tell you guys about coffee that's pretty cool. Matthew Durkin rounds it out today. Big finale. Matthew Durkin says, "Hello, my brothers from another..." It says that twice. From another mother.
Whoa.
But it's cool because she's married now. Quick one here. Steak or chicken for the rest of your life, Gracias.
Oh, jeez. Come on, dude.
I'm going to go with chicken. You know why?
What was the question again?
Why?
Steak or chicken for the rest of your life?
Oh, chicken for show.
Yeah, I'd go with chicken. And this is coming from a man who eats steak exclusively on like tacos and burritos, for example. And if I had to choose a dinner, like at a fancy dinner between chicken or steak, I'll always go with steak. But the reason why I say chicken forever is because chicken can be prepared in a multitude of ways, all kinds of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And
does he mean just steak in particular or any kind of,
any kind of steak, steak or chicken. But I go with chicken because chicken's, I think, a little more versatile than steak.
It's easier to eat, too.
Now, you can make steak pretty versatile, too, with, you know, like seasonings and spices and the different cuts of the steak.
Fried steak.
Yeah. There's different styles of it, too. But I think in the long run, I'd go with chicken.
I think I'm with you guys. Like, chicken's just...
Do you think about a juicy chicken tender, like a fried chicken tender? God bless, dude. It is incredible. I want Fox Bros again so bad.
Even like chicken, I know you're crazy, Garrett, but chicken on pizza is good too.
Mm-hmm.
I'll eat it, but I don't think it belongs on there.
Well, I don't think you belong in this table, okay?
Yeah. It's like the pineapple thing. I'm like, what are we doing here?
I like
the
pineapple pizza.
That's
good.
A fruit. Come on.
Like some Hawaiian guy's like, we don't have any pepperonis. Maybe we should add some. I have this pineapple here.
Yeah, so some guy in Hawaii, he's like, oh, we got all these pineapples sitting here.
Jacob,
what do we do with them?
Jacob, do you like pizza? Hawaiian pizza?
No.
You don't? Am I the only person that likes it?
I think so.
I need you to F off with that shit, Preston.
I don't think it's awful, Preston. I would eat it if it was the only thing I had.
I enjoy it.
I get why people like it. I've tried it, and I don't even hate it. I just think I don't want it.
I don't like just plain pineapple pizza. I like that there's ham on it, too. Like that kind of makes up for it.
I like grilled chicken and pineapple.
Okay. I mean, you're wrong.
Garrett, don't.
At that point, it's just a weird dish. It's not a pizza anymore.
It's
some weird dish with pizza sauce and bread, but it's not pizza.
Dude,
it may be shaped like a pizza.
Grilled chicken, spinach,
but it ain't.
And feta. That's a delicious pizza.
I've never actually had. Well, yeah, I have had feta on a pizza.
Feta is excellent on a pizza.
Good. I like feta too. Yeah. I don't think I have anything else to add.
I was just waiting for the awkward silence.
I feel like I had something to add to the pizza thing, but I forgot.
I had a
killer pizza when I was in Vegas, dude. Holy crap. It was amazing.
Tell me about
it. It's one of my Instagram highlights now. I've been making highlights of all the pizzas I have that are amazing.
Go check out Garrett's Instagram.
Yeah. It was brick oven, of course, but it just was very good. I love a good brick oven pizza. Fun fact about Hawaii I meant to add, I ran sound for a blues band from Hawaii. They're from Hawaii. Didn't look like they'd ever come from Hawaii. They look like just a bunch of like Southern Americans. Straight from Hawaii and played like good old Southern blues.
Hmm.
Very interesting. They told all these cool stories about Hawaii and the islands and stuff. And you suspect them to be like, no, like maybe, I'm not saying like Hawaiians are like tribal people or anything. I'm saying like most people I've met from Hawaii look like they're of that heritage predominantly. But they just look like a bunch of white guys.
Just native to... You know, yeah.
They didn't even talk differently. They sounded like they could have been from the South.
Sure.
So maybe they were lying.
Did they touch your soul?
Yeah, they were pretty good. Music? They were really good, actually. Mm. So good band. I just thought it was interesting to hear a band come from Hawaii like that.
Sure.
So anyway, that's what the Hawaiian pizza reminded me of.
Nice, dude.
That's it, though. That was episode 174.
Wow.
That was a dandy.
That was a dandy.
It was a pretty meager one leading up to Red Dead, but next week's going to be gnarly. We'll have Ask IOG this Friday, and also, of course, next week's It's Obvious podcast episode is going to be gnarly between Red Dead stories and Halloween. So we look forward to it.
For sure, man. Well, thanks,
Preston,
everybody.
I'm glad you're able to join us.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad to be here. Thanks to everybody for listening. Please, again, subscribe to us at youtube.com/itsobviousgaming. Subscribe to our podcast over on the Apple Podcasting app. Please just check the description down below for links to our social media pages and pretty much any other social, like I said, social media or any other place you could find any of our crap. We would very much appreciate it if you did those things for us well, and thank you. But I think that'll pretty much do it for this episode, unless you guys would like to end on a positive, uplifting message or anything of the sort.
I hope everyone has a blessed week, of course, as always. I hope everyone can make it through this week and not lose their minds with Red Dead hype. I know it's going to be a tough few days waiting it out, but it'll be here before we know it. Just hunker down and make it through the week, and we will all enjoy the glorious Wild West.
Indeed.
Very soon.
Here's my positive message. Spend some time outside this early week, guys.
Jacob F.
You're outside, you know.
Get a life, dude.
Go to the
Holy
gym,
crap.
Do something, you know.
It's been
you're
gonna
beautiful. Be when Red Dead hits, no one's getting outside. Everyone's gonna be inside playing that shit. No, I don't blame you. So, you know, get your shit done this week, what you need to get done, and let's get ready for Red Dead, boys.
For sure,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, boy.
Well, thanks to everybody for listening, and we'll see y'all next week. Yeehaw.
Goodbye, everyone.
Yeehaw.
All right, brother.
Bye.